35 people spoke before the city council today about the new bike legislation, and all of them support the plan, which would create almost 1,700 miles of bike roads in L.A. The plan would create a way for Angelenos to ditch their four-wheeled rides for two-wheeled ones. However, there was some controversy about Section 3 of the plan, which addresses off-road cycling. There are now some mountain bike facilities in parks, but mountain biker Steve Messer says there aren't enough to accommodate their numbers.
Because I think they're afraid that if we study the need for mountain bike facilities in parks, that they're going to find out that all their hysteria and their fear-mongering is not founded in fact.
Messer also says mountain biking trails need to be included in the bike plan because it gives kids a place to safely ride their bikes.
So they're putting 2x6s on milk crates and making jumps on the sidewalk when they'd be much safer going to a park and having a trail to ride.
While the bikers are strongly in favor of Section 3, the equestrian community is wary of it. Horseback riders like Dale Gibson and Lynn Brown worry that wheeled vehicles on dirt trails will create safety problems for the hikers, runners, and horseback riders that crowd the trails.
It's a public safety issue, and it's an environmental issue.
A couple of sections in the Bicycle Master Plan actually open up the possibility of having mountain bikes on our already crowded city trails.
Regardless of the issue over small matters, the plan as a whole is popular with LA residents. LA is one of the few big cities on the West Coast that does not have a system for bike riders. This new plan could be the first step in redefining LA's image as a car-loving city to a bike-loving one. This is Trinice Ferreira, Annenberg Radio News.